On today's show, we have Investor Keep's very own Michael Daly talking to us about, well, Investor Keep. It's an app that monitors your investments and sends you alerts when you're losing money. Really cool stuff here and a total value add for credit unions. And so Michael is here to tell us all about it. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Michael Daly from Investor Keep. Michael, how are you, sir?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. Just finished the Thanksgiving break, which is terrific, and certainly enjoyed Big Bright Minds that was just before it. So
yeah,
great.
We're going to be talking a little bit about both of those. I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving. And yeah, as we kind of dive back into work life here for the next few weeks before the next holiday rolls around. So Investor Keep, tell us about Investor Keep and what it's all about. And then how do you guys help credit unions in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Investor Keep really is about digital personalization and taking that right over to the personal at the credit union space. So what it starts with is our platform, and we designed the platform to monitor customers' accounts. In other words, they can go onto our platform, they sign up to Investor Keep, they put in all their accounts, and we're in the background, and we're just monitoring 24/7, and we are alerting them anytime we see a concern, maybe with a bank account or a checking account, rather, or maybe it's an investment product.
Okay.
And when we send them those alerts, it's personalized to them, so that they understand this is about you, this is a concern or an opportunity you can take advantage of. So imagine, if you will, the average person who doesn't totally understand everything that's going on with finance or what's going on with their 401k, and they've just got somebody in the background just constantly making sure everything is as it should be.
Oh, cool.
But when something goes awry,
right?
Now what do? That's really the personal part, because they're able to take that alert, send it right over to the financial professional at the credit union, and they're able to solve that problem for them. And maybe it's on an account at the credit union, or maybe it's on an account held away. So the credit union is really able to both retain the customer with great customer satisfaction engagement and deepen the wallet share.
So how does it work? I mean, I know you kind of gave us the surface level explanation here. So how does it work? I mean, I'm really curious of how you guys kind of keep an eye on all of this type of stuff, because it sounds really cool.
So we have built algorithms in the background. So this is the technical, the techie side. But, you know, ultimately for the customer, they just have a platform where they get, you know, really four tiles that just say, here's how you're doing with fees. Here's how you're doing with fit. In other words, do your investments fit? Do your accounts fit with you? And here's how you're doing with quality, right? So do you have quality investments? So if you were, example, in a mutual fund, and instead of a 5-star rating, it only had a 2-star rating. So that's quality. So we're constantly in the background. We've just got literally hundreds of algorithms just running against people's accounts and making sure that everything is going well. And then it's just the simple engagement. And what's really cool about it, Mike, is that let's say you're grocery shopping, where you're on the golf course, or you're at your child's soccer game, which I typically am. You know, my phone, I get an alert from Investor Keep, and it's like, gosh, there's something wrong with my 401k account. Now what?
Okay.
We can solve that quickly.
Yeah.
Two clicks of a button, you sent that alert over to your financial professional, and they're going to help you solve it.
Oh, wow.
So we try to take the complex, make it super simple, and then make it easy to solve any problems.
So is this kind of like an opt-in for a member, a credit union, a member? Or, I mean, because obviously the credit union will sign up with you guys to use this service. And then it's up to the member to opt in for this type of thing, or does everyone automatically have it?
You bet, Michael. So what we found is if you've heard of Mint or say Personal Capital, they have all these online financial tools. And here's what's typically happening is a customer goes in, they aggregate all their accounts, and then Mint is telling them, hey, go to all these places and we'll solve the problems for you. They're getting paid to do that. Or Personal Capital will say, use our financial tools. And then they're trying to steal that customer over. And it's happening on the banking side and on the investment side. Well, we really see our tool as the credit union's own personal mint, or their own personal capital they can give to their customers. But instead of stealing customers away, we're actually trying to keep the customer at the credit union and deepen that relationship.
Right. Wow. Talk about a value add for sure. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so, looking at it from the credit union perspective, again, it's a total value add for those folks out there. So if I were a credit union and I'm looking at Investor Keep, so what would be my reasoning for going with you guys? What's the why here? Why should a credit union use this type of thing? Just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah, totally great. You know, I think the challenge that credit unions are going to run into is they really want to protect their members, which is what one of the things we do, right? We're constantly monitoring the accounts of the members. But in order to deepen the relationship and really uncover and know your customer, typically that happened when the customer went into that credit union. And it may happen at the teller line, where the teller line is uncovering the member needs and recommending something. Those days are quickly going. Mm-hmm. And so in order to do that, it really is taking a digital path to customer engagement. And that's what Investor Keep does. We are going to help you retain your customers. We're going to help you deepen your wallet share with mm-hmm. your customers mm-hmm. through a digital, basically a digital transformation at your bank, utilizing Investor Keep platform.
This is cool. I mean, for me personally, I'm all over this because I'm about as financially illiterate as it gets. So, but I need all the help I can get, and I need all the help I can get for watching my finances. So this is something I would be all over.
Well, sure. Michael, I think I love that. And so not only are we, kind of monitoring your accounts, but there's a lot of budgeting tools that are out there. Mint has a budgeting tool. I'll give you an example. And the customer goes in and they say, okay, I think this is what my budget should be. But here's what happens. Most people have no idea how much should I be paying for my house and how much should I be investing and how much should I be saving? And it's unique to them. We actually have a tool within our platform that helps you determine exactly how much you should be saving by CFP. That's just Certified Financial Planning Standards. So that you actually, as the customer, know you're not guessing, but we help you develop your goals, your investment and banking goals. And then your personal banker or your personal financial advisor at the credit union, mm-hmm. they help you implement them.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have a special place for folks that are interested in the roller coaster world of crypto? I mean, the alerts would be going off all the time. It would be like, oh my gosh, you hit the jackpot, or oh my gosh, you're in really big trouble.
we do have alerts when the regular market goes up and down significantly, okay. because you want to pay attention to that. We don't have anything for the wild moves in crypto yet.
I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you, it's on our radar. We're starting to implement some of those crypto things because people are engaged with it.
So yeah, no doubt.
It becomes important. It's an important part of their portfolio.
Yeah, it is mainstream for sure now. Hey, let's switch gears a little bit here to Big Bright Minds. And you were obviously there. Anything, what brought you to Big Bright Minds this year from the fine folks at Filene?
Well, I think that the title says it all, right? They really had some excellent guest speakers and brought some provocative conversations to the table, which is what I think that's really about. And I, every time I would sit and listen to one of the seminars, I would think, well, InvestorKeep can solve that. Yeah. They could use InvestorKeep. I mean, I constantly thought that. I thought some of the stuff they had on customer engagement and the need for customer engagement and what that really means, it was powerful. It was really great. So certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah, no doubt. And anything else stand out for you as well, or any takeaways? What did you take away from it? Obviously, you mentioned some of the items that stood out for you, but any other takeaways as well from the event?
Well, Michael, it's hard for me to take off my Investor Keep CEO and think about Investor Keep. So I was constantly thinking about it from that prism, if you will.
Yeah.
But the more that we can help credit unions engage their customers in a positive way and help them do that from a digital personalization and mm-hmm. then move it to the personal, the more effective we're going to serve credit unions. And I just felt like every speaker just confirmed that to me. So to me, I left pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with looking at it from the Investor Keep prism. So that's your baby. That's your bread and butter. So why not? Hey, before I let you go, where can folks find out more about Investor Keep? Because I think this is a super value add for credit unions out there.
So, Michael, for folks like yourself that want to go on, you can go on investorkeep.com. That's simple. Investor with KEEP.com. Mm-hmm. And then for the CEOs or C-suites at the credit unions, go to enterprise.investorkeep.com. And we've got more of a presentation that's geared toward the credit union so they can see how the platform will work specifically for them.
Oh, okay. Because that brings up another question for me. So it can be for the individual or it can be for the credit union as a whole. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we kind of have two different product sets, but we really don't drive the what I would call the B to C to the customer. We're really focused on those credit unions mm-hmm. and banks. I believe that they need the tools now more than ever to compete with the fintechs that are coming after them, because it's not just personal capital and Mint anymore. It seems like daily there's a new robo-advisor that's offering banking and investment advice and trying to steal customers away. You know, our product is designed to help credit unions compete and compete very well.
Yeah, and keep those members there for sure. All righty, sir. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts of wisdom? Any final words of wisdom here, Michael?
Well, you know, I would just say that we're excited to work with credit unions. And, you know, there's a huge shifting landscape that was brought on by COVID. It was already happening, but COVID just has accelerated the move to digital. And where credit unions are, and I think Big Bright Minds brought this to the forefront, you know, where credit unions are being innovative and they're moving to digital engagement with their customers, they're going to be able to compete and they're going to be able to win and really take care of their members, which is what they're all about, which is why I love working with credit unions so much.
Indeed. And great message to end on. All right, Michael, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time and keep up the good work there. And we're going to keep an eye on you because this sounds like a really, really cool product for credit unions out there. So good stuff.
Please do,
good stuff.
Michael. Yeah.
We'll do. You. All right.